Welcome back to the Sporting Flame. It's all thanks to Barbecues Galore. Become a barbecue legend this barbecue season with Barbecues Galore. My name's Jimmy Smith. I'm here with the great SP O'Donnell. Now, Scoob, when you were shuffling through that phone book of yours during the course of the week, you thought, right, I need to go top drawer. I need to go to the best of the best for the program this week. You knew we'd be in the middle of the Adelaide Test match and you wanted to go top shelf. And I think you've done that today, my friend.
Yeah, I think I have done that. I'm pretty pleased where we've landed. I've tried to land him a few times. He's landed a lot of big fish in his time, being Mervyn Gregory Hughes. He's landed some big wickets out in the middle of cricket grounds around the world. He's landed some big fish in estuaries and lakes and rivers and seas also around the world. Today, we've landed him here on the Sporting Flame. It's great to have him all the way from Adelaide. He's over there doing his bit for the Aussies, helping him out during the Test match against the West Indies, but it's given us some time here this morning on the Sporting Flame. Mr. Hughes, a very good morning to you.
Hello, Simon. How are you? James, how are you? Now, when you went top shelf, I'm sure you went about three shelves below the top shelf and dragged me out of there, Simon.
No, mate, we've gone straight to the top shelf, my friend. Adelaide, all bright, clear skies this morning, are they?
A little bit overcast, Simon, to be honest, and a little bit cool. It's due to be really hot here tomorrow, so about 35, 36. But at the moment, it's probably early 20s, a little bit overcast, and probably exactly what the West Indies need, because if they're fielding on a hot day today, I think they'll melt.
What do you do now on those hot days, Merv? I remember the good old days when you used to go out to toss the coin and it'd be a 38 to 40 degree day. Your reasoning was quite simple. We just bat.
Yeah.
What do you do now if it's a bit warm? It's a bit warm in the commentary box. Do you sort of just lob up late and say, look, boys, I won't be there till the sun sets in the afternoon? How do you handle it?
Yeah. No, it works out well. I'll just turn the air conditioner up. Everyone else freezes, and I'm just like the polar bear in there. So the commentary box is very comfortable, I've got to say. And day-night game, Simon, I can't believe they weren't around when we played, because they would have been ideal. Absolutely fantastic. Sleep till midday, go to the ground, warm up and play cricket. How hard is that? What a life.
Hey Merv, I just want to be clear. We reached out to Carl Rackerman, he was unavailable. We reached out to Jeff Lawson, he didn't return our calls. We reached out to Craig McDermott and he said he had something else on. So that's how we've got you on the program. That's not strictly correct, mate.
Right down the bottom, no worries at all.
Hey Merv, I want to know, mate, when the young toff from Assumption College at Kilmore walked into state cricket training at Victoria, you know, what's that, 35, 36, maybe 37 years ago. What did you, as the, you know, the hardened professional from Werribee, what was your first thoughts on my co-host today, the great SP O'Donnell?
Well, I reckon he got picked out of virtually nowhere, because I can't really remember Simon ever being at state training. And when he got picked, not many of us knew him. And I was only a couple of years older, so I was only a young bloke sort of worried about my place in the side too, but you got a fair rap from Ray Bright, as I remember, Simon, at the airport. So John Scholes was captain, and the side was announced, and we got to the airport, and Ray Bright's walked in, James, and given it to Johnny Scholes. Scholesy, what's going on? Why is this bloke from Essendon playing? We played him last week. He's no good. He's hopeless. He's no good. He's terrible. He's the worst cricketer I've ever seen. And then Simon walked in and said, John Scholes, Simon O'Donnell, how are you? Looked at Ray Bright, Simon O'Donnell, and Ray Bright looked at Simon, looked at John Scholes, it's all right, it was the wrong bloke.
Of course it was.
I didn't even know. So half the players, I don't reckon had met Simon, because that time he was combining his football with his cricket. So we didn't really see you weren't in the state squad for that long. Did you get picked outside the state squad, Scoop?
Yeah, I did actually. I did, and probably the most treasured memory of that first trip, which was to Perth, Mervyn, was you and I sitting in the gutter.
Fond memories.
In the gutter outside a Kentucky Fried Chicken shop, eating a tub of Kentucky Fried, a couple of large chips. And a litre of Coke each. So that's how Victorian cricketers used to build up to a big match in those days.
It was a stinking hot day too, so I remember that well. We got back to the team hotel, and we've walked in like the young bucks new on the scene. Walked into the Sheraton Hotel in Sydney, James, with our shirts off, just a pair of shorts and thongs, and walked into the captain, John Scholes, who just looked at us. Oh, better put the shirts on. it just went all pear-shaped very quickly, Simon, didn't it?
It did, big fella.
Hey, Merv, you better call me Jimmy. Only my mother calls me James, and that's when I'm in trouble. So, hey, mate, I want to ask you this. All good. I want to ask you this. Simon O'Donnell is a beloved Australian cricketer from Victoria. Merv, you were a cult figure from Australian cricket, and especially at the MCG when the crowd used to mimic what you're doing. This is the first summer we're having without Shane Keith Warne, who is an absolute god of Australian sport. Can you still believe that he's not with us at the moment? And now we've moved on 6, 7, 8 months since his passing. What's your thoughts now?
Oh, mate, it's still very raw. There's no doubt about that. Only because it's so public. And he's a good mate. I didn't see a lot of him because he spent a lot of time in the UK. But when you catch up, it's like yesterday. And it's no different time with anyone else you played with, you catch up with, and you just pick up where you left off. And I'll warn him, mate, it was a huge shock when we heard the news on that Saturday morning. And like a couple of months on, you're still, like even during the footy season, the Saints play the Bulldogs, and you always get a text or a call from morning. You sort of, every time the phone went, you're just thinking, oh, yeah, and then you have to kick yourself and say, yeah, it's not going to happen. So it's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be a massive test match against South Africa at the MCG, the newly named Shane Warne Oval. And Alan Border said something in his tribute that really hit home. It said, why do we have to wait for someone to pass before we pay tribute to him? Because Shane Warne, mate, he would have loved being at the MCG with that Southern Stand named after him, now the Shane Warne Stand. And you just sort of scratch your head and you think, mate, we just leave it. We leave it too late. It should have been done. It should have been done 10 years ago, to be fair. But, you know, it's really hard. Like, every now and then you get triggered by something. I get triggered by something. And you just think about him and you just sit there. And he's not here anymore. I still can't believe it.
Mervyn, you're not going to believe this. We're a barbecue show. We're meant to be talking about our culinary delights. And you and I have grown up since having that dirty bird together, you know, nearly 40 years ago. We've run out of time. Can you come on another day so we can talk food, which we're meant to?
Yeah, love to. But, mate, let's get serious about a barbecue. You can't stuff up a barbecue. There's only one way people stuff up a barbecue, and that's they undercook meat. Just charcoal the crap out of it and eat it. Just get into it.
That'll do. Well, okay. Well, let's not talk too many culinary delights. I want to talk to you about fish when you come back on, your fishing show, how you cook your fish. I now know how you cook your beef. You absolutely cook the living crap out of it, so it definitely won't be mooing. My friend, great to be chatting to you. Have a great day over there and look forward to catching up when you get home.
Okay, Steve. Thanks very much. Thanks, Jimmy. See you, boys.
Merv Hughes joined us there on the Sporting Flame. He's a character, Jimmy. He's an absolute ripper. We'll have to get him on again to chat. We do need to chat. Probably a little bit of meat and a bit of fish with him. Sorry we didn't get to any of that, but when you're chatting to the big fella, there's so much to talk about. We're going to take a break. When we come back after the break, we'll be under the grill. So get your questions in on the text or give us a buzz. Jimmy, give out those numbers again for me.
1300 01 1170 or text us a question 0457 736 736.